Well, it usually starts in November. Endless canned Christmas songs going round and round in the shops. The words and the music generate different emotions, evoking the past, happy times of socialising, food, drink, presents. But if life is not as we would choose, or there's sadness or struggle, regrets, ill health or other issues, there can be something of a sinking feeling. Rather than anticipating the festivities, we can feel like we want to run away. Instead of agreeing with Roy Wood of Wizard, "I wish it could be Christmas every day," it's easier to agree with Elvis that Christmas feels blue. Well, that first Christmas, it was not all tinsel and trimmings. We all know the story, but seldom feel the struggle and the tension and the anxiety. An occupied land, a rather suspicious unplanned pregnancy, relationship difficulties, a wearying journey, nowhere to sleep, an imminent birth. As a modern carol puts it, that first Christmas was characterised by the squalor of a borrowed stable and the anguish and the shame of scandal. Mary and Joseph were not exactly rocking around the Christmas tree having a happy holiday. Things were tough and challenging. Now, we heard from Matthew's Gospel how Joseph had thought it best, given the embarrassment, to call off his engagement to Mary. But he was stopped in his tracks and told that he should marry his fiancée because the baby had no dodgy origin. He was no accident. This was a baby from God himself. The miracle of Christmas is that this baby is not just from God himself, but that he is God himself. Matthew, writing up his researches, says, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Christmas reveals the most amazing thing that has ever happened in our world. God, the always existing Word, has taken to himself human flesh and come to be one of us. God, the eternal Son, left the perfection of heaven and has come to join us. His name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, this is profound beyond full explanation, but it is deeply sustaining and supporting, especially when life is challenging. It means, as that same modern carol we thought of earlier puts it, "He walked my road. He felt my pain, joys and sorrows that I know so well." So whatever we are going through, God knows, because he is Emmanuel, God with us. Whatever we face, he understands, because as Emmanuel, God with us, he has gone this way before us. So in all the loneliness, the anxiety, the questioning, the aching, as the older carol we sang at the start makes clear, he feeleth for our sadness. Now, this deep empathy of God for us is rooted in what Emmanuel, God with us, experienced in life. Joseph was told that the baby would be called Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. And he would do this through the most dreadful suffering and excruciating death. Emmanuel, God with us, came, as we sang, from highest bliss to this world of darkness. So not only does he feel with us our pain, his coming has begun something that one day will end the pain. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is Jesus who will save his people from their sins. His life can bring life shared with God now. And ultimately, because he defeated death by rising again, he will bring a new world without brokenness, without pain. Well, what our culture calls Christmas may feel bittersweet when we carry a heaviness in our heart. But its true meaning shows us that the baby it is centered on is no less than Emmanuel, God with us. He is God come to earth, God who shares our lives in all their ups and downs. He is God come to earth to save his people from their sins, to open up the way to God, and to show us that there is something positive ahead when we call out to him. Well, before we continue in prayer, let's be quiet for some more moments. Going to pray now. If you'd like to make the prayers your own, you can use the phrase that you'll find on the sheet. When I say in your mercy, you can add, set us free. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, come to us and help us. In your mercy, set us free. Loving God, we pray for ourselves and those whose lives are hard and painful, or whose existence is sorrowful, bitter, or empty. In human need, may we and they know your healing touch and your love reaching out to comfort, strengthen, and restore. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, come to us and help us in your mercy. Loving God, we pray for the leaders of the world. Guide them with your light to seek wisdom, justice, and peace. We pray especially for those whose situations are worse than our own, especially in Syria, Yemen, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the victims of terrorism. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, come to us and help us in your mercy. In the quietness, we can draw to mind those most on our minds at this time, those that we miss, those who are perhaps in need in some way. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, come to us and help us in your mercy. Loving God, we pray for our community. In the midst of our everyday lives, surprise us with glimpses of your majesty and humble love. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, come to us and help us in your mercy. Loving God, come to us now as you have come to your people in every age, and remind us that you are Emmanuel, God with us. In your mercy. We finish our prayers using the words that the adult Christ taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.